It's time that I hear. And it's time that I listen. And then the grace to be taught. That your plan for me is much greater than my plan for me. You've got something on your agenda that hasn't been developed yet inside of me. But the hunger and the mercies that I need. Never mind giving it to somebody else. I need it. I need that mercy for me. I want to complete what's written in the scroll about me. And I'm not important to judge the neighbor. Because all things work together for good. And he's on the job with me. Every test I go through is intended to break the old out of me and to bring life and life to the fullest with the Spirit of Truth ruling and reigning every step of my walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. So, to touch a little bit about the feast that starts tomorrow, it's the Jewish feast that freed Israel from Greek tyranny. It's the Feast of Dedication, which we will look at when we go a little bit deeper in a few moments. And Daniel chapter 11, starting at verse 21, and I'm going to be using the NIV. I want to just kind of briefly go over some of this so that it may be helpful. I think I'm going to back it up to verse 20 just to kind of build it into what's happening. His successor will send out a tax collector to maintain the royal splendor in a few years. However, he will be destroyed, yet not in anger or in battle. He will be destroyed by a contemptible person who has not given the honor of royalty. He will invade the kingdom when its people feel secure, and he will seize it through intrigue. Then an overwhelming army will be swept away before him, both it and a prince of the covenant will be destroyed. After coming to an agreement with him, he will act deceitfully, and with only a few people, he will rise to power. When the richest provinces feel secure, he will invade them and will achieve what neither his father nor his forefathers did. He will distribute plunder, loot, and wealth among his followers. He will plot the overthrow of fortresses, but only for a time. With a large army, he will stir up his strength and courage against the king of the south. The king of the south will war with a large and very powerful army, but he will not be able to stand because of the plot devised against him. Those who eat from the king's provision will try to destroy him. His army will be swept away, and many will fall in the battle. The two kings with their hearts bent on evil will sit at the same table and lie to each other. Has anything changed? But to no avail, because an end will still come at the appointed time. I stress the point. At the appointed time. The king of the north to his own country with great wealth. But his heart will be set against the Holy Covenant. He will take action against it and then return to his own country. At the appointed time, he will invade the South again. But this time, the outcome will be different from what it was before. Ships of the western coastland will oppose him, and he will lose heart. Then he will turn back and vent his fury against the Holy Covenant. He will return and show favor to those who forsake the Holy Covenant. His army forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Did you hear that? The people who know their God will firmly resist him. Those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they will fall with the sword or be burned or captured or plundered. When they fall, they will receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble, so that they may be refined. Did you hear? So that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end. For it will still come at the appointed time. Spiritual cleansing is what God is looking at. He is prophesying through Daniel that there will be a house cleaning that is going to be so good and so awesome that you won't recognize who you are from where you used to be or who you were. It's going to be before I had the awakening and after I've had the awakening. So recognizing this is part of what is remembered through this time of dedication. Now the high priest entered, Jewish patriots free Israel from Greek tyranny. The next point, Yeshua goes up to Jerusalem for the feast of dedication. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. So John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. I read it this afternoon in the Passion, but it didn't do anything special. It was a lot of extra words. Chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. The unbelief of the Jews is the heading. Then came the Feast of Dedication. Footnote. That is Hanukkah. Okay? At Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep." You do not believe because you are not of my sheep. And it goes on about the Good Shepherd and so on. I don't want to go there. I just want you to be aware that Holy Spirit was attempting to awaken the Jews. But a great percentage of them did not believe. They couldn't function with what he was saying. At one point, they get angry at him and they says, tell us plainly. Because when you read it, you know, he gets, you know, pushed, pressured. Come on, are you really the Messiah? And he says, if you can't see the miracles, you know, how are you ever going to function as believers? And they really weren't. They were so set in their own set of rules and laws that they had been working with. And I'm not saying they weren't taught that way, because that's where you're at. When you have a teaching that's in you that you believe, that has to be destroyed before you can go forward. And he'll take you through whatever cycles or whatever circles of circumstances until those things, I call them shaky ground. When it starts shaking a little bit and you're saying, well, I used to believe this, but now, wait a minute. God's word is saying something totally different. And I can remember when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, that was a major, major clash for me with my religious background. All right? But 10 years before that, it was only my soul that was activated. Okay? My spirit was definitely born again, but it had no abilities and it had no functioning. I was still 100% flesh. I was still 100% soul, mind, will, and emotions. That's all I had. And I can remember reading the New Testament. And I would read it out loud in the kitchen table before anybody else got up. And I would say, but that doesn't fit what I believe. And I can remember the arguments with myself. Oh my God. Jesus is this? Not the Jesus that I've had knowledge of all my life. And I would say, after the Holy Spirit came in, which 10 years it took. So you got 10 years of trying to survive with soulish understanding of the word. Holy Spirit comes in. I get baptized in the Holy Ghost in February. I get four syllables in tongues. That's all that comes out, is just four syllables. You've heard all this before. Now, it's Holy Week. It's April. I go to church Wednesday, Thursday. I don't think I could go on Friday because the store was open. So I went Thursday. Holy Thursday was a major thing for Holy Week. Okay? And I can remember we're sitting maybe four or five seats from the front because there was a lot of people that night. And we had to go way towards the front because I hated sitting in the back, because if you sit in the back, you don't understand anything. So obviously, Nosey went as far in the front. I can still see myself sitting at the end of the pew and my family's with me. And I look up. And there's, on the left, there's a statue of the Blessed Mother with the baby. And I happen to gaze for 2 seconds, okay? And I hear, I'm all grown up now. Where did that come from? And I hear it again. I'm all grown up now. Lord, what are you getting at? I don't need Mary to carry me. I'm all grown up now. I couldn't function. The rest of the service, it went on. But I'm in a cloud all by myself with the Lord. That's all I can tell you. I went through all the motions. I did whatever. But I wasn't there. It was the Spirit within me who was saying, I'm all grown up. Wow. Well, where have you been all my life? You know, literally. I mean, you know, this shook me to the core. Like you shared with your heart. That's what was my heart at that moment. I was shaken down to my very being. I didn't sleep that night. I couldn't. There was no way. I got home. I took my Bible out. I said, Lord, I am overwhelmed. I am literally overwhelmed. This was just way, way beyond, because now I have to face that he is capable and I don't need all these helpers. Oh, well, that's kind of a strange place to be. So I said, Lord, this is going to be a new walk. He said, yes, and I'll lead the way. Did I listen? I believe I heard it, but I ran ahead of him a million times and over. Okay? That's why I know that sitting in the passenger seat, you still have fake pedals, and you still operate them. Okay? Because everything around you controls your emotions. And that's where I lived for, 37 years. Because I was 37 when the Holy Ghost impacted me. So, what was happening with Jesus? Did he really have to explain himself? I mean, here he was at the Feast of Dedication. He knew about the miracle that he had provided. Because it was him that did it. Okay? It wasn't a celebration for him. He was just rehearsing what we already went through. And yes, they were successful because Holy Spirit provided the oil so that they could have a miracle. And that miracle changed the whole nation. Okay? It's not just a celebration about giving gifts, which that's what the Jewish do. And there's nothing wrong with what they do. It's up to them, but they're not working from Holy Ghost. They're working from the soul, mind, will, and emotions. What are we doing? We have been commissioned by the Lord to mature, to grow up, to become the sons and daughters of God, to operate with his instructions on a daily basis. And every single day is a new day. It's not going to be like yesterday. You're going to have an adventure. Yes, there'll be testings. And yes, you're going to say, no, I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward with freedom. Because the freedom is already resident in me in seed form. It is in seed form. If you haven't understood that everything comes in as a seed, you're in trouble. Now that seed needs to be watered, and it needs to be fed, and it needs to be taken care of, and you need to keep it in the oven. Don't let it freeze. You already tried pushing stuff on frozen stuff. It doesn't work. Okay. Why? Because moisture causes all the sticky stuff to walk away. So Holy Spirit was impacting me that day. And a few days later, he said, now, I want you to start your own prayer group right here at St. Anne's. Oh, I didn't want to go there. Are you kidding? Now, Holy Ghost setup was that they had manipulated to get me to become the president of the executive board because they thought they could control me. Okay? That was the plan of those that were the leaders of the church, the officials who had authority. I used to work for them. So they knew who I was when I was 20. But they didn't know. That was an ace in the hole. Okay? So God was preparing me. He had it all prepared. And so when I went to the next meeting, I said, we'd like permission from the board to start a prayer group here like they have in the next town. So two or three people, including your aunt, or your grandmother rather, spoke up and said, yes, we'd like that. Well, the pastor looked and he says, well, there should be no problem. 3 months later, I find out somebody else had asked him for the same thing and he had said no. But because I was the president of the board, I carried the weight that God had prepared me to be, and I knew he was grown up now. See, I wasn't working with baby Jesus anymore. Baby Jesus had jumped out. He was not in the crib. He was literally alive. Okay? And he was full of power and full of authority, and he was working inside of me. Okay? That's my dedication. That was my experience to be pushed forward. And now, get out of the driver's seat and listen to what I tell you. Okay? So we started the prayer group on April 23rd, 1977. Hundreds were born again. And hundreds, I should probably say thousands, got filled with the changed. Deliverance was a normal part of what was going on at that group. And we had, at one point, I think 6 or 7 cars would come from the north end of Springfield and drive all the way to Three Rivers for a Tuesday night service. So what did we do right? We let Jesus grow up. We let him grow up. And then we taught the others how to grow up. But it was only to come to the childhood stage of walking on your own. Now, he's looking at all of us to say, okay, I've done this way all my life, but that was for them. Now I'm going to listen to what he has to say to direct my path every step of the way because I'm dedicated to follow him. And that oil that he poured in me is never going to run out. It's going to be a lot more than 8 days, girls. Guys, I got news for you. Your oil is going to be forever. It is not part-time. Okay? So Hanukkah is special because it's the feet of light, the feast where light just literally multiplies. And there's a lot of ideas that people have about what God is and who he is and what he's accomplished. And in reference to what you read, the Holy Spirit gave you. I can remember the Holy Spirit whispering in my ear saying, are you aware that the majority of the books that are out there, majority, not all, majority of the books that are out there are written under the anointing of the soul, mind, will, and emotions. And therefore, I believe in the next few number of years that God is going to impact this nation, the world, is it's going to be a Holy Spirit anointing that's going to be on the next level of books. It's going to be Holy Spirit that's going to show his power. And he's going to open up people. He's going to open their minds up. He's going to open up their hearts to take on what God has prepared for not just here, but throughout the earth. He is going to eliminate all these birds that have been ruling and reigning. Because again, the exposure is going to continue. And don't be surprised that there's going to be a great level of war against the real believers. Because they can't stand the truth. All right? And I'm not trying to blame. I'm just trying to tell you, those that have done a work for the Lord will be the target. And they're going to try to stop it. But God's grace is sufficient for us. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
77, I was so little.
Huh?
77, I was so little walking to church with mom.
I know.
In rebellion.
Now put your head over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
This season of dedication,
is
relevant to watching the light
in me
be multiplied
so that it will be so bright
that it will shatter the darkness around me. And when I'm in a place where there is darkness, the light will overpower it. And that is because of the abundance of oil. That is being poured into me and multiplied. Every single day,
it will multiply.
It'll supply the light that I need.
So that they will know
that the light of the anointing
is not going out
from now till eternity.
In Jesus' name,
I pray. And I release a blessing upon me, myself, and I. I need a triple blessing tonight. The me,
the myself, and the real me, which is the spirit inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.